ויהי שיימרים דמיצווה לכם, כי דאשכחון בעינו, ומפתק, ולא יחיה לאישו. ואני אימי, עדיני דחייבתי תירו מקנסו, אחה של נדגימו, הנמילה בבדה. אבל כאילו ביום, אילה הרזיק הכויו, וליבגים שניהם. So in other words, so the Rosh says that it all depends. If he knows in his heart that it's MS, so then on the contrary, so it's a mitzvah to marry her. But if he knows that it's a sheker, but there is such a call, so then he's not allowed. He's not allowed. Why isn't he allowed? Why isn't he allowed? In order not to confirm the call. Not to confirm the call. So apparently, I mean the Yei Shemrim that say that mitzvah liknei ki de ashkechon veines a mefate veloi si alisho so they hold that even if it's not MS so there is no isa lida. Of course you cannot say mitzvah liknei if it's a sheker, so there is no mitzvah, but there is no isa. No Isa, because the Rosh says, "Vani eimer dinei dechiyapsi oikin zachash nizgimo hanimir bevadai." Avokel bealmei lahazik akol. Now he knows whether it's MS or sheker. So he means avokel bealmei where there is a call and he knows it's a sheker. So then it's osel for him to marry her. So that's his shite. Vani eimer. So it's mashma that the Arishenim would say that even where he knows that it's a sheker, so it's still muta for him to be kinesa. But the question is, then there is no mitzvah. Mitzvah is if he was mifater. But if he wasn't mifater, there is certainly no mitzvah. There is certainly no mitzvah. So apparently these Rishonim hold that inasmuch as the whole time is based upon laws, so they disagree with Rashi. Rashi says, "Lo yisenu mishum las shelo yeimu emes o yakil orish." So these Rishonim who say that by mitzvah lapnuyo, if it is sheker, so he cannot marry her. So, Rishonim who say that by mitzvah lapnuyo, he knows he is sheker, he is allowed to marry her. So they will explain the reason as to why Yanit La Shifro, so it's not because of the laws that they'll confirm the laws against him, but there will be a laws against this. Mashayke, in the case of Nitno Apnuyo, even though he knows it's a sheker, so there is no laws against this. So what kind of a laws will be there? The laws will be against him and against her. So they are solid volume, and if they don't care for the laws against him and against her, he couldn't marry her, shaloi midaito. So in other words, Kedushin has to be midashnein. So in other words, the only way that he should marry her, if it is midashnein, so then these Rishonim hold, why should we worry about the laws for them? They're not worried. So we don't have to worry about them either. True, there is an Issa of Marasayim. But as I said before, Marasayim is only Shayach when Lechatchile, a person, acts in such a way that he thereby exposes himself to Chshat. But if he already acted that way, and he already exposed himself to Chshat, so then there is no Issa of Marasayim in doing something that might confirm in the minds of the people, I mean, that Chshat, that already took place. So that is the machlekes between Tesis and the other Rishonim. That is the machlekes between Tesis and the other Rishonim. So, the Rosh and the other Rishonim. According to the Rosh, so if he knows, now he knows in his heart whether it's MS or Sheker. So if he knows that it's MS, then there is no Issa to marry, on the contrary, it's a mitzvah. But if he knows it's Sheker, so then he's not allowed to marry her. He's not allowed to marry her. Why? Because in Laharzika Kol v'Livdim Shneyem. But he says to Bezdin, what do you care? We want to get married. So the answer is, they don't know how to take care of their own reputation. But Al Pidin, Bezdin is not allowed to get them that they should get married if it is a Sheker, because it will confirm Milaz against them. That's the Shite of the Rosh. But the other Rishonim, who say that Benitin Latinuyo, so under all circumstances, so he can marry her, so they say Mimonefshe. Either. Now, Benson doesn't know whether it's true or Sheker. How does Benson know? He tells them, but maybe he's not telling the truth. So Mimonefshe, whatever is the truth. If Klapishmai is Galye, that it is Emes, that he was Mizani with her, so Mimele is a Mitre to marry her. And if Klapishmai is Galye, that it is Sheker, he wasn't Mizani with her. So then, as long as they are willing to get married to each other, so they don't care about their ill reputation. So anyway, we don't have to worry about that either. And the hit of the Roshi is no. We do have to worry about their reputation, even though they themselves don't worry about their reputation. So that's the machlekes between the Rosh and the others. Now, now, mitzvah liknis don't shayach if it's emes, but if it's sheker, it's certainly not mitzvah liknis. So why do they say v'yeshem shem mitzvah liknis? Because Benzin doesn't know whether it's emes or sheker. How does Benzin know? So mimele, so they say it's mimonefshech. If he was mizane, if it's emes, so mitzvah liknis. And if it's not, and if he wasn't mizane, so they don't care about that the laws against them. So why should we care? So then he says, Ramo, the Asvoro Rishenu Ikh. So Ramo Paskin, that Yei Shemrim Shalom Likneis Mishum Moses Osayim Shemira Shemar Dikakir. That means, if it is Sheker, but if it is Emes, of course, I mean, then everybody will agree that it's literally. Asvoro Rishenu Ikh. Uvimokim Shei Shlochus Shalom Teitzir Itarbus Ro, Mutale Kinsel, even according to the first version. Behold, they kill the alm. Abon, but I boileo, mitrolikins. Abon in Kaifinota. In Kaifinota. So the cross says, behold, they kill the alm. Aber in Vadai Boaleo, Mitzvah Likensi. So he says, Uchmish Kosu, does anyone have a Chumash? Mishpotim, Chumais. So now it's from the Groit appears that it's a Mitzvah Deraise. If he was Mizame with her, Midaito, not anuso. So it's a mitzvah. Now Teisa says here, the mitzvah of Nuyo ila hachmiru lichnis mishmoz is a sign. Gada rabbe, mitzvah lichenso. The banuso ksiva lo isi elisho. But here we're not talking of anuso. Here we're talking of mitzeno, not the anuso. So why does Teisa mention the anuso ksiva lo isi elisho? So what shaykhes does it have to a mifuto? I mean, that's a chiyuv gabi anuso, not gabi mifuto. So the Gros says, no, even by Mifuto there is a mitzvah. Because the Torah says, V'chiyifate ish psula asha lo yoroso, V'shoch avimo, moya imoreno lo yoisha. Moya imoreno lo yoisha. So Rashi says, moya imoreno, yipstik lo meya ki mishpat ish li ishte, shekesev li ksubo v'yisoeno. V'yisoeno. So in other words, according to Rashi's pshat here in Chumash, so it means that even by Mifate, He is Mechuyev to marry her. But the Torah says, Imoyin Yimoyin, but in Kefinol. Monefshech, if it's a mitzvah that I say, so why in Kefinol? By Miami, so the aloha is that Kefin. Even if she's a chikra, say, Sume, Aminu Yuchol Shalva Goyomo, and it's Kefin. Here, it's a mitzvah, and but in Kefin. And it's not mashma that it's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah kiyumis. because the Gro mentions, so he could say that Pshat and Tesis. Tesis says, Yad Rabbi Mitzvah came, so how do I know? So by Anuso it's a Mitzvah Chiyuvi, so Leila Bamifutes, it's not a Mitzvah Chiyuvi, so it's a Mitzvah Chiyuvi. But the Gro says something else. He mentions the posit Moel Morel Lisho, and according to Rashi's Pshat, it means that he should be Pesik, Meyak, Mishpat Ish, Mishtesh, Kesev, like Zuvi, Zeno. So it's a Mitzvah Chiyuvi too. So, Monashach, it's a Mitzvah Chiyuvi, so why isn't Bez Mekefi? The answer is, because right after this posik, the Torah says, Yimoyin, Yimoyin, Ovio, Lisitoloi, Kesev, Ishkel, Kimei, Absolis. Kimei, Absolis. So Memele, this is a mitzvah and an alternative. That's the pshat in the call. In other words, by Anuso, so he's mechuyev to marry her, no matter what. Mashein came by Mifutes, so it's one of the two things by Mifutes. Either he marries her, or if he doesn't marry her, so it's his right not to marry her. But then he has to give her a kesef kimei absolut. But if he marries her, then he doesn't have to give a kesef. So that's the difference. In other words, so if he doesn't want to marry her, he's not mechuyev to marry her. But it is a mitzvah chiyuvi, it's an alternative. Like the mitzvah of chlitz and yiv. So the rivosh and the tashbat say, I mean, it's a chiyuv and alternative. Either you are miyav or you are chilit. So here too, by anuso, so there is a chiyuv to marry her. But by mifutes, so the chiyuv is, the mitzvah is an alternative. Either he marries her, and if he doesn't want, so not only if the father doesn't want, if he doesn't want, he's not, so he's not the chuyev either. So kesef yishkel kimei absolut. But the chiyuv is a chiyuv and alternative by mifutes. So memele, that's the way the Gro explains the pasuk. Now the tesis. Loi b'meidovi loi b'meishlein. Meiti agiti upasparei. Die bin schlei mir gekosch. Die mir wurde teilen aus dem Schulchen Malachim, war haben wir sich. Now, so, the Mishpat mentions that the Gemara itself in Perik Hall pointed out. But in the Name, I mean, Tesis doesn't say that this is Tesis on Kashi. Tesis is explaining it, what the Gemara points out in Perik Hall. So, not because, so there it's not Shayach to say, how was Bezden able to be Mikabel, Basfarei, but the Mishleim were not allowed to be Mikabel. The answer is, Basparei certainly could not have pursued the career because she was a princess. So Mimele, there couldn't be the Chshad. There couldn't be the Chshad of Shulchan Aloch. Because in Midu Taimel, Shulchan Aloch, in Van Litzich, and Ite Agiti also, he was an important man before he was Mishkaya. Abu Koshet, I'm going to be all, Gabi Maise, the Givenin, the Meidovit, Miteisu, Gerim al Yisroel, Kuf Nunel. When the Bnei Shaul were punished, so then many Gerim were native of Israel. So how was Bezden allowed to be Mikabu Gerim? V'yesh leima di me'atzmom nizgayru, ki di ashkron gabi Mordechai v'Ester, v'rabim ma'am yoretz v'siyadim. Now what does Tesis mean? Me'atzmom nizgayru. What does Tesis mean? Shaloi b'chnei Bezden? So then the Gerus is not the Gerus. Yivi shaloi b'chnei Bezden. So what does this mean? Me atzmon is gayer. Ki da ashkon gabi mordchai v'ester v'rabim ha'moret v'siyad. If Bezden was not... Yishaloi b'kni Bezden. So it's not a geirus. So what this means, me atzmon is gayer means, they were table themselves and they were megayer themselves b'fnei Bezden, without Bezden sepul. So memele, so it's a raye from this tesis. Now that's a shayle. Suppose someone, a ger, will come before Bezden. Let's say there is a mikveh. And Bezden will be sitting in the mikveh, near the mikveh. And then a goy will go down to the mikveh and will tell them, I am teimush and geirus in your presence, and I don't care whether you give your approval or you don't give your approval. Is the geirus effective or is the geirus not effective? Now the question is, now geirus requires Bezden. So is it aloche that it requires? That it's only that it has to be done with neighbors. Bezden has to observe it. But the geirus is not in Maise Bezden, that Bezden has to give it approval. It has to be done with neighbors. Or it's a halacha of Maise Bezden, and bestness to do it. So in other words, if, so what does it mean? When is it meise besten? If besten wants to be mikabel the ger, and besten sees how he's misgaya, how he's tevel, how he's mal himself, and he's mikabel mitzvahs, bifneyem, so then the geos, the geos. But if besten doesn't want to be mikabeling, but he shalom itaitom, and against the will, he says, I don't care whether you give your approval or not. I am immersing myself in the mikveh, and I mal yourself in your presence. And mishen geos. So then the geos is not affected. So we see the teisa shite is that this is what teisa means miatzman is gairo. This means miatzman is gairo bifnei bez, but without their approval. The peasant told them, no, you cannot be Megaya. So they didn't pay attention to them. So Teisa Shita is that the halacha of Bifnei, the halacha of Bezin by Geus is not an Indian of Maise Bezin. It has to be done in the presence of Bezin. So even if Bezin doesn't give its approval, so the Geus is still affected. Alright, the Yeish Svarim, now, there seems to be one Shita Zarishen in Kinege. I think that we're moving further. Hey, mentions here a certain shita. Now, in discussing whether Mila Tfila requires Gimel or not, the Eved, or not. So, Umikoma Kein, Genis Moradzal Pirshu, Shalichat Chimetzor Shleisha, Vichol Shenasu Kolin Yoni Geruse, Beloy Gimel in Igeachla, Elokol Shekibolo Bifne Gimel El Mitzes. Achashi Udiu in Yoneim, Vichain Shekibolo Bifneim, Bisocha Lome, Vimitve, Uvin Kevo Mitveil, Viholach Umol Vitova Albeno Vinatsme, so Gero the Holdova, Eloshul Hatrila Masinis. So he says that if, let's say, he was mal and table Shalui Bifne Besni, Likamre, so he's not here. But suppose he said Bifne Besni, that he's going to be Maul Shingeus, he's going to be Tehil Shingeus, and then he was Maul himself, Beinu Natsmei, he was Tehil himself, Beinu Natsmei, so he Geul Cholom. So the question is, I mean, of what avail is the fact that he made the statement before Bezin, I am going to be Maul myself with Shingeus, I'm going to be Tehil myself with Shingeus, but Bezin didn't see it. Bezin didn't see it, he just told them. He just told them that he's going to be Maul himself, Lishim Geos, he's going to retain Lishim Lishim Geos. So if he doesn't tell Bezin anything and he's mal himself, Shaloi Bifne Bezin, then it's no Geos. But if he tells Bezin in advance, I'm going to be mal myself, be Yechides, Shaloi Bifne Bezin, Lishim Geos, I'm going to retain over Yechides, Shaloi Bifne Bezin, then the Geos is a Geos. So apparently, Dechite, I mean, I've mentioned the name of the Guinness War, they hold that the halacha of Bezin is not just an Indian of in the presence of Bezin, as Teisa Shita is. According to our Teisa, it's only halacha that Geus has to take place in the presence of Bezin. Bezin have to be the observers of the Geus. It's not Maise Bezin, it's not that Bezin carries out the Geus. That's the Shita of Teisa. But the Geinis Vora, they hold that it's Maise Bezin. It's Maise Bezin, like it in Torah. So he requires Bezin. So it's Maisa Bezdin. Bezdin has to do it. So the Geirus has to be carried out by Bezdin. So Memele, the Geir told Bezdin, I want to be Mal and to be Tevel Shigeirus, and Bezdin gave their approval. So Memele then, and then he's Mal himself, Beinlevinatsme, and he's Tevel himself, Beinlevinatsme, so it's considered that the Geirus was handled by Bezdin, even though Bezdin didn't witness it. Bezdin didn't observe it. Otherwise, he can't explain the shite of what significance is the fact that he said to Bezdin, I am going to be Tevel, I to be Mal and to be Tevel, Beinlevinatsme Shigeir. Of what significance is it? So in other words, our shite, Pesach shite here is, the Atzmon is that, even though Bezdin didn't give it a clue and Bezdin told him no, but as long as it was witnessed by Bezdin, so the Geirus was a good Geirus. In other words, it's not the halacha of Maise Bezdin that Bezdin has to handle the Geirus. It has to be done with neighbors. So even without the das of Bezdin, but the shita of the Geirus Morad is that it's not the halacha of with neighbors. It's the halacha Bezdin has to carry out the Geirus. So how does Bezdin carry out the Geirus? The observation by Bezdin has no significance. The fact that Bezdin gave its approval to the Geirus, then it means that it's Maise Bezdin, it was handled by Bezdin. All right. Now, V'yishvorim shekosuven, v'kibu gerim loib midomi loib mishleimet, el shenasu gerim golim, ha'idu perik v'yidu Shabbos, ha'udos lekam dihilo, v'ma gerim na'om nas lasik in godol. So, v'tuach o'yo hilo, v'yisei fe la'asis l'ishim shamayim, v'chin ha'idu atchile v'as lekame, v'yapchiyo gerim na'om nas shenosu l'isif alvot. Now, there is one thing that I still have to explain. Now, I mentioned in explaining Rav Nechemyeh, so we see from Tesis that even according to Nechemyeh that where one is Mizgaya for an ulterior motive, so the Eved, the Geirus is not Geirus, so it doesn't mean the Geirus is not Geirus. You're not going to hear as more. So why? Because the Geirus, Lishim Shamayim, is one of the things that is obligatory upon a Geir. So Mimele, Rav Nechemyeh says, so if he's not Mizgaya Lishim Shamayim, so he did not conform to all the things that are obligatory upon a Geir. So Mimele, Ligabi Lovi Bikol, so he's Osa. Ligabi Lovi Bikol is Osa. Now the question arises, so what is, so, but we don't pass for like Rav Nechemyeh. But even the Rabbanim of Rav Nechemyeh agree that if a girl doesn't do everything that is obligatory upon him, let's say a girl is Malabais, if he doesn't bring the Korban, so he's Osa Lemeyel Bikol. And here the Achilika Rav Nechemyeh, Monefshah, if it is obligatory, upon Igea to be Mizgaya Lishim Shamayim, so that means he didn't do everything that is required of Igea. Everything that is required of Igea. So Mimele, it should be Me'akim in the Geirus, Ligabi Me'al Bikol. So why are the Rabbonon Chilik and Rav Nechemyeh? So we have to say that according to Rabbanu of Rav Nechemyeh, when do we say that if the Geir had not done everything that is required of him, as a Geir, so Mimele is also a male because if it is a certain mice, if it is required of him a certain mice, so he has to bring a comb, he has to be Mikabu Mitzvahs, so Mimele, so as long as he did not conform to all the mice that he has to do, so Mimele is also a male because Masha'in came this inyan of Geirus L'shem Shamayim. That's not an inyan of a Maise. In other words, he did everything that a Geir is supposed to do. He was Mikabu Mitzvahs, he brought the Korban, his Marabayis, everything. But all that should be done L'shem Shamayim. And he's doing everything for an ulterior motive. So it's not that he failed to do one of the Chiyuvim of a Geir. It's a Chiyuvim Salvoveis upon the Geir. So Mimele, it's only a Chiyuvim Salvoveis. The being Mizgaya, Lishim Shamayim, is a Chivas Alvoveis. It's not a certain mindset that is required of the Geir. So, since it's only a Chivas Alvoveis on the part of the Geir, that everything that he does should be done Lishim Shamayim, that all the Geir should be done Lishim Shamayim, it should be a Geir Lishim Shamayim, so that is not Yaakov in the male because. When do we say that if a Geir fails to do the things that the Geir is required to do, Bishas Geirus, so Mimele, it's Miakev Himileel Bikol, if he fails to conform to all the Maisim that the Geir is Mechuyev to do. But this, he did everything. He did everything. There is nothing else that has to be done. Only he changed attitude. He has to have a different attitude. he has to become a ger l'shem shamayim. So it's only a chivas al bovis that is incumbent upon the ger. So since it's only a chivas al bovis, so according to the Rabbanon of Rav Nechemya, it's not me'akevim mileil bikol. Right now, we'll finish, this week we'll finish the perik, so there'll be a prina next Sunday on the second perik. Not on all the Gemara we covered since the last prina, but there'll be a prina next Sunday on the second perik.
Because we consider her, since some in the Rabbanon,
So the melee of what effect would be the fact that a third person intervened. So what? If she was Nizalit, she was Nizalit. If the Rabbanon, we assume or we achishish that she was Nizalit. So, but the Rabbanon is also because of the last. Because of the last. So the melee, if the marriage by a third person intervened, so then there won't be any last. But we see the Cholapoches that if there was no intervening marriage by a third person, by Nach, so then even without the Nisnus, so is Yeti. And Rav says that only when is it Yeti, Avol Pishikine is, only in very day is Nus. Hola Avacha Makhine. Oma Lacha. Hu Adin de Avol Gavi lo Yasa Achir vi Avzik lo Ikole. I Keidi Mavtin onu ve Keidi loy Mavtin. So the price here when it says and Vinis Gaus and Tadachin Kines lo Yeti, so it's Lav Davke in the case where there was an intervening marriage by a third party Menachshin. That even if there was no intervening marriage by Menachshin, so it's still not Yeti. Why? Because there was no Edis Luz. The Hochikot, so why does he mention the case where Menachshin married her? Vorekomar, Avo Gav de Osa Acher, the absolutely call it. So I would say that even Lechatchila it should be all right. So still Lechatchila lo Yichis. But Enoch Anami, if he was Kenes, even without the intervening marriage by third party, so it's loyal. Mace. Now let's see the Rashi. Idin keidin biznus kamear in eschoy lo misola. So we see that Rashi emphasizes always idin biznus kam. In other words, when according to Rav, so she's only asur. Even the Eved, so if there is any snoot, Hadin Dafilo Loyapsikacher, we call it. The king so Ruve, the Gera Shishume, the Nechset Ruve, Loy Tate, Oy Rakedi, Body Nakat Tazi, the Achio, you could be the Rashman of the Puse, the Hatrilo Ignis, even though there was an intervening marriage. The economy can say, the Hatrilo. Mace, a maid or Mamurin Kishay Loboni, Avol Yesh Loboni, Loy Tate. So that is only if Eilabon. Now, how does Rashi say? Explain. Eilabon, Yeshlabon. But from whom? From the husband or from the Nechshat? From the Nechshat. Vamedvom amurim din kinei sanitem yeti, kishe Eilabon in Orish. Avo, Yeshlabon in Orish, from the Baal. Look at it. The chimatkelo, kamarzikino, likole kame, vabdino mamzer. But the Rif explains, not burning from the Rishay, but burning from the Shay. In other words, the husband divorced her. And then she had burning from the Shay. I mean, and they were conceived after the Gerash. So of course, they're not truly. But, so in such a case, in order to protect them, they shouldn't be alas against the children who, Bixias, were conceived after the Gerash by the husband. So then it's like this. This is how the Rif explains. Now most Rishayim explain like Rashi. The Tesis Chavnik Amoye mentions here on the margin. Tanya, Bamedro Amorim Shetetze Kishayim Labonim. Aber Kishayish Labonim Letetze. Rabal Fes Pireish Kishayish Labonim Min Anit. Virashe Pireish Kishayish Labonim Nambal. I don't know who this Rishayim is. But Rabai Kosab Kishayish Labonim Min Aniten Oy Min Abal Letetze. In other words, so there is a pshat by one Rishon, that in either case, all right, anyway, so there are three pshat. What does it mean, Yesh Labonim? Whether it means Yesh Labonim from the Rishon, or Yesh Labonim from the Sheni, or Yesh Labonim from either. So, Bamed Vamud Yesheim Labonim, Avar Yesh Labonim, Loitei. Why, in order, there shouldn't be a laws of Mamzeret against the children. Bimbo Editumo, Apilo, Yeshlo Kama Bonim Tate. So it's mentioned explicitly here in the Braise that if it's Eilah Bonim, so even without any tumor. Because in the case where there is any tumor, then she's Asura with the Raise. She's Asura with the Bauta, Asura with the Bea. So even if she has Bonim, so it's stated. So that means that Eilah Bonim even without any tumor. Even without any tumor. So it's against Rav. So Rav says, said, without any tumor. So there. So in Chinese is loyalty. Humility. So the Gemara assumed that when Rav said that without any tumor in Chinese loyalty, so it means in Chinese loyalty even without one. Even there are no. And here he says the Teresh, that if there are no one, so then even in Chinese is yet. So the Gemara says, Rav, Mekel, Mas, Nisim, V'yesh, Lavon, V'yesh, Lavon. So that's the first lotion in the Gemara. So the Gemara is saying now in the first lotion that when does Rav say that it's that without it is loose, it's loy, in Chinese is loyalty, that is only if there are one. But if there are no one, so then Rav will be made that even without it is loose. So even though it's kinetic, so it's a. So why does Rav stay on the Mishneh? Rav stay on the Mishneh that the Arid is loose, because Rav was indicted from the Mishneh, that the Mishneh is reference to the case where the Arbon, and still the Mishneh says, maybe, somehow the Mishneh must be applied to the case where the Arid is loose. But in the name, if they are no one, so then without it is loose. So in Kinesis is here. The Rav. The Gemara says, Rav, we come as Nisim, the Ishwabon, the Yesh of the Melech, is forced to apply it, to apply the Mishneh to the case of Edison. V'yeshle, umay dechke de Rav, liutlo masik mishle boni, v'yeshle edim, v'itani vike edim afkinon, v'ili ge edim hoi afkinon, v'itme b'sheim lo boni, apel gab lek edim, where does Rav see the Mishneh, that the Mishneh has referenced even to the case of Yeshle boni, so the Mele is forced to apply the Mishneh to Edison, to the case of Edison. Let me. The shame of one of my brothers, or my brother must listen to my ear, you did only with the EO. With a washing, you ministered to the EO. What it means to you, Besden was made to her, Mitakataba. So that means that Besden was came to their husband to divorce. So when is Besden came to their husband to divorce his wife? Only when there are ladies loose. But if there are no ladies loose, then Besden is not giving the husband to divorce his wife. We see later in Tio, and we call him Tio or the Bez. Who Bez made him with the map? Who Bez made him map? Now let's see the rest. Vimbo, how many were born and laid down masking? Rav, they come out to this one. Shemach HaMarav, who laid him. Who Bez made him the mask? The Baal Rishon. The Nishon, the Seres, the Baal Rishon call. Yosef Rav Lemeima, Daf Demaslis Mishim Kachetian, Hoyim Vigeid, Abu Loyedin, Hoyim Yishlaboni, Loy. So that's one time, one more. Then the Gemara says, Vigoyesene, Hane Maslite Rebeki. In Tanya, in other words, according to the second motion, so the Braise does not accord with Rav, because Rav explains the Mish. And the Mishneh accords with the view of the Rabbono. Whereas the Braise that says that if there are no one, so then, even without a Gizu, so she's still making in Kinesis is Yeti. So that represents the view of Rebbe. So there is a machleket between Rabbono and Rebbe. According to the Rabbono, so without a Gizu, so if Kinesis is loyalty, and according to Rebbe, even with, so on the basis of Tio, alone, without it is loose, so it's also it. But see the Rebbe, the Tanya, Reichel Yates, V'yishokikya el Bitzino, Oma Rebbe, Hoi Mumichuya Radovo, Teise, Reichel Mailom Nakilo, Oma Rebbe, Hoi Mumichuya Radovo, Teise, Manal Mapurim, Dachatamid, Oma Rebbe, Hoi Mumichuya Radovo, Teise, Manal Mapurim, Lazo Imanino, Mikim, Manal Mapurim. So in other words, so that means if there is circumstances, Rebbe says, if there is a vacuum, in other words, certain circumstantial evidence, so then it's fake. So, everybody say, the law is born in Russia, everybody say, the law is born in Loyavsky, the law is. The Hanem Aslik, the Hanem Aslik, the Amr Elavke, But otherwise, the difference between the first lashon and the second lashon is that according to the first lashon of the Gemara, so Rav will also agree that the loy bonim, so he stays saying without the yidden. But according to the second lashon, Rav holds, and that's the rabbanon, that without the yidden, so even without bonim, so he stays. But Rebbe shita is that even that he stays saying, so he stays saying without bonim. Bahane matzlite da amre nafke red amrino. Im mafiz isho mi baiwo bi kilkovi. So this Rashi is important. So Rashi says, the amre nafke rebe amrino. Im mafiz isho mi baiwo bi kilkovi. Because Rav Netam's original shita, I mean there, we shouldn't say that Rav Netam was crazy, but Rav Netam's original shita was that even according to Rebbe, so without Eidin's news, so he's not made me buy it. But Rebbe says it only regarding the Litan, regarding the Nechsha, not regarding the Bar. But Rashi Shite is, that, so Rav Netam says, Teitzei, when Rebbe says Teitzei, it means Teitzei in Oreche, in this story, but not Teitzei in Abal. Because in order to be Teitzei in Abal, there must be this. That's Rav Netam's original Shite. Then he was raised. And that is also the shita of the Rif. That is the shita of the Rif and the shita of the Rambam. Rav Netam was raised there, but the Rif and the Rambam, in Paschim, that Lalochim. That from the Baal, it's only taking the Eidism. So it's only taking the Reichel, the Nitz. But Rashi shita is not like that. Rashi shita is the Amid Mofik Isho, the Bible of the Kiel Kodim. According to that. Reichel nicht absonnen, wie Moshe Miskati bin, Reichel nicht in Abayis, und das ist die, die haben die Sino nicht hohe Adobo, so die Trotz mehr mehr Reviews, Sino, in other words, there is a constraint for them. Sino, in the same, 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 in כי מנעו עם הפוכים. מי כאן מכם התחוצון באופן שתחת המיס או לשניר, ושנחי אמרו כי מנעו עם אותו, שבו הוא מוצא מראה עוד מוקים שרוגו את לשלם. ועד הנוכי בו מכאן, ויסו מנעו עוד מוקים שלו, ושלו במוקים בעל, זו ראשי מיקה, ואם כן הופך מפועל. שונה לי לימור את זה, ויהיו חסי כבו של רב, ויהיו חסי כבו של רב. זו כך שיהיו חסי היו חסי. זה הוא יקנף נקלו עם החלקת, רב, תקוד הוא מדביאו את הרבונות. And there is a machlekes between the Rabbonon and Rebbe. So how can we pass and how can we be that the story of the faith? So Gemara says, Loi kach. Ho bi kole di posi. Ho bi kole di loi posi. Ho bi kole di loi posi. So in other words, so Tesis points out, and I don't think that I'm not aware of the shame in Moachir, I mean. But Tesis pointed out, ומי הוא רב, גופי, איסלי, לא ישנה כל איזה פוסק, לא ישנה כל איזה לא יפוסק. So in other words, that means that according to Rav himself, that means according to the Rabbonon, Rav is the Rabbonon. So according to Rabbonon of Rebbe, according to Rabbonon of Rebbe, so without this news, it's never taken from the Baal, and it's never taken from the Choshev, from the Nita. From the need. And according to Rebbe himself, so even without it is need, so it's Teitei. Whether it's Teitei only from the Nita, or it's Teitei also from the Baal, from that point there is a Machlokes Rishayim. According to Rashi, so according to Rebbe, it's Teitei even from the Baal. Even from the Baal. According to Rav Netam's first Lashon and the Rif and the Rambam, so it's only Teitei. It's only Teitei from the Nita, not from the Baal. But we pass not completely like Rabbonon and not completely like Rebbe. So in the case of the Kolei Posi, or the case of the Kolei Posi, so then we pass like the Rabbonon. We pass like the Rabbonon. Kolei Posi means first there was a rumor that he was Nita. And then there was another rumor that contradicted that the first one. So she also kolach elima sheker huala sheker la. So in other words, he's the call. He's the call of the potty. So then we passed like the Rabbanon that without it is news, so it is nothing. How we call it a loy posi, if there was no second rumor that contradicted the first rumor, so then we passed in like Rebbe, that it states even without it is news. Kolod we posi leke edim kerebe, kolod we posi leke edim kerase. That's the Rabbah. We kolod we posi taktamo. What do you call it? Kolod we posi. There must be a certain shia. In other words, suppose there is a call that she was mizanik that continues for 5 years, and then after 5 years, so then all of a sudden there is another call that contradicts. Could someone please say those words? So then there is another call that contradicts it. So then it will still be considered as a call of the repository, as long as it wasn't nifset, as it wasn't contradicted. Immediately after the call originated. So what's the shia? So the call reported at Kamo, Omar Abaye, Omar Liei, Dume Dimote Yeme Upao. Dume Dimote Yeme Upao. So what does it mean that Shudi Oiya? So Losh Nachia, Dume Dimote Yade Bada, Amr Dome, Losh Meir. So Yeme Upao. In other words, for a day and a half, there was no contradiction and denial of that call, so then it's considered as a substantial call. V'lo yamoro ne'u v'posak b'ino v'bein, avo posak b'ino v'bein e'o posak. V'lo yamoro ne'u v'posak machmasire, avo posak machmasire, machmasire. Suppose within a day and a half, so there is another call that contradicts, that denies the original call. But we know that because of pressure, because of intimidation, so this denial took place, so then we don't consider it. So we consider it like he called it loipos. The loya morona lekei. All that, when is a call of significance, and we have to be chayshish, only when this woman and that man against whom the call circulates have no enemies. But if they have enemies, so then the call has no significance whatsoever. Alright. Vadai el amre de idome, losh me. Alright, now. Nanot, hameitse es ishte mishim shemra. Loyar, mishim nede a loyar. So, what's the time? Because if he's allowed to marry again, so then we are afraid maybe if the Baal divorced her because of Midori. So maybe she'll come to Echochen after she got married and he'll be mater her the neder. And then the Nigarish, the first husband, will say, if I knew that these Nidorim can have a Torah, I never would have divorced us. In other words, the divorce was victorious. That's what he'll say. So the Shemin point out, it's not that I'll begin it, the get will be bought. But then there'll be a loss. People keep on saying that. So then there'll be a loss. So because of that, the Chachomim or Misake, if one is made to assist him, Shem Shemra or Shem Nedea, so he's not allowed to marry her again. So the Mele, whenever he divorces her, Mishim Shemra or Mishim Nedea, so business spells it out to him, you should know. I mean, you have to consider it again and again, because if you do decide to divorce her because the Shemra is counting and gone, so then you will never be able to marry her. And you have to say, I know. So since business warns him that he'll never be able Barrier again, and he says that he knows and he's accepting all that, so then he will not be in a position to be made to lie about it. And even if he will, no one will pay attention because everybody will know. Bezin warned him and told him, I mean, so no one will pay attention to the lie. All right, Hamiti, as he says, Shem Raliyad, Mishneh Raliyad. All right, Mishneh Raliyad, the time before Shem Raliyad get. ושאולי הגט, שימאתם היעד ושמתים עזבו איסו חוכם ואחר שאיסי יתון ליטרו ואם רם גרי שהוא יסידי אשר יש את העונה לשנותו אם הוא יניס לנאי אומונו הוא יסיד גר שפי שהוא יסחבים עולה בייסה וניץ הזה מבט נלגית אל מפריע וייצחי, הוא בונה אום נשי ממזר ובוד רישי מפולטאות ואיזות נתנים ותאובי ממזר למאמץ בוד תאובי אלה וכי רוחם הוא מתחילו הווי ידיע שהמאיץ יסישתי משמנה לשנותו ליעד אלום ומחביבו עליך הוציאו פאקי שתו ליטרו וסו, after all this warning and still insists in divorcing her, so his garish lo mahash the badai snuya lo, visuli mota liko vigi, hiti vidim sheker, and even if he will be made to last, no one will believe. Mushi shem rashi yotzer olelo yalzi, the parishis time, shem adino shel achi, vi yitzi kol, ala la azor ishin she sheker oyo, vi yishar et am garish, vi yeno yitzi kei, and then will be made to last on the second marriage. So the more is that a pacholach lei rabbi barav vune, le rabbi barav nachmen, yilamdenu rabbeinu, So if the halacha is that Hametis Yushi Shemra is loyal, I suppose he was either on this Takaras Machonis and he did marry her. So it was best to tell him that he has to divorce her. Oh, it's only the Chatchile. But the Eved, it's not it. Omer et Inyot. Hametis Yushi Shemra is loyal, I suppose. And he did marry her. So it was best to tell him that he has to divorce her. Oh, it's only the Chatchile. So So this is the same. Amalei midome. Hoso moitiyo. Vyochei tziyo. Rabbi Rav Nachme, masis name uitiyo tnafi. That was his gere, it's not uitiyo, but uitiyo. Vakate midome. Hoche baal vosam veyal. Amalei chape doma adon. Hoche. Amo rabono liichle vinkines yeisi. Hoche name am rabono. Loyalze vinkines yeisi. Veloi. Hoso malume alma likole. Hoche amrinum bei. Come baby, come and let. Now let's see the rap. Kidding Pauji 18, you'll see your mouth in the thing like, Tiona Anitan, what's the name of the Bible? The Hidden Day Tia Mishim Shemra, Gila Taite, Shakilene, Vinesole, Kehe that Kuno in Hoch, Mishim Shehel, Zig Zea Kuno Kishikinso, also with Tio Bez, Shepoe in Tume, Vasrole Beer, Matea. So that's why it's eight. Hoche Tio, why the other Abor? The other of Nachme, but his name is here now. The lawyer is it. And still he states it. Look at where Asur Ali Bey, Alel Mishmur Sosani, in the Rabbonon, Batul Hoche Kotone Yeti. So in the case where the husband was saying it, sir, so it's also Yeti. Vakate Midome, Hoche Baaler Ziro, Vei, Dovo Ze Mikuneu, Hosom Veyo Keneis, Vidovo Mikuneu. So in other words, so in the case, in our Mishnah, where the Nitan was Keneis, so there is more of circumstantial evidence. So to Al-Qadin, we don't rely on it. But since there is more circumstantial evidence, the fact that there was a call against her, and then he married her. So in Mele, there is a lot of society. Some in Mele is in Kineis is Yeti. Aval Hoche Kishel, Zero Baal, Bitume Batle we call it. Damrino Midiar, Zero Kain will be called it. Chodar Ubona Bikil, Vishin Shel Shemra, Umot Hashem. So in other words, this is how we pass. That in the case of Hameti Ishtim Shem Shemra, so even though the Chatchile is not allowed to be married at his day, but if he was Kineis, so let it be. Wait. All right, now this is the Pshat in Gimorah according to Rashi. So according to Rashi, so two things we see according to Rashi. First of all, that when Rav says Ubeidim, so it means Eidit Nus, and then according to Rebbe, that Rebbe says even without Eidit Nus, it's Teitzei, so it's not only Teitzei in Areichel, in Anita, but also Teitzei in Naba. These are the two points that we see in Rashi. Why? Because the Machleket Rishayim revolves around these two points. Omar Rebbe, now let's see. Omare, hoil mechue adom atei. Hoil rabnetam, di teitze min oreiche. So that we're to rabnetam, or which the best rabnetam is the original Rosh, the first Rosh Matam. So he is contrary to Rashi. Because according to Rashi, it's already said that for, that in case of Kiyo, so it's even taken in a bow, according to Rabbanan's first lotion, which is also the sheet of the Riff in the Rambam, so in a bow she is never Yates without any food. The Yates is what it means, Tatum Narech. Tatum Narech, Elimis, Yehola Suki Aire Benita, Dein Lena Tatum Nabal, the Noisha Nisaras Albailo, or the Kiru is here, or is she here who the Rahminuat? Now here, the Rosh mentions. The sheet of the Allah Hazelis, very strange sheet. The Allah Hazelis says here that true Vedikio, Vedikio without it is news, so she doesn't become Neseres or Violet. But it is news doesn't mean that they have to see this news man. That's something unusual. The Gemara in Makkah says. So the Gemara in Makkah says that according to the Rabbanon, so even the Gabi Chiyu misses Bezdi, so it's not necessary that the Edim should say Kimakso Bishuferet. But as long as they say Kimnoapim, that they saw that they were looking there, so that's enough. Even the Chayiv misses Bezdi. So Alachaskamu Vichamo to Asar Al Bailo. But I mean that's Mistava like that, and also the Shemim say that Edim's news doesn't mean Kimakso Bishuferet, but Kimnoapim. Say it's looking there, but our Hazdeva says that in order to be the Seres Al Bailo, so the Eidi must testify to Makhel Bishuta. What Rav Tarfon says, Ligabe, Chiyu Mises, Bezni Makhes, that Bezni cannot be Mechayel Mises, the Baal and the Nivele, unless the Eidi testified that they saw to Makhel Bishuta, but we don't pass like Rav Tarfon, we pass like the Rabbanon. But with Gabe Les Rao Bailo, that what Hazel says, so even according to the Rabbanon, we require Kimakhel Shver. I mean, that's a very strange detail. So, of course, it's a Shitas Yochit in the Bahag, but it has to be explained. How could Les Rao Bailo be more homo to the Foshes? So we have to say that the reason it's not that Les Rao Bailo requires a greater biro than the Nifosh. That's impossible. But the Bahak Shita is that the reason as to why Kimnoati is enough to be Mechayev Mise, because in order to be Mechayev Mise, so the Eidim have to, the Eidim or someone else, and the Eidim have to observe it, so have to be Masre, the Beyo in the Nivellis. And they have to say, I mean, that now, don't do it, because if you do it, so then you'll be Chayev Mise, and they have to be Mikabel Dasroye. If they just don't answer the Masre, so then there is no Mise. So Mele, so there has to be Asroye and Kabbalah Dasroye. So even though they didn't see Kimakro Bishveres, but they just saw Kimnoafi, looking there was there, and they were Masre then, and they were Mikabel Dasroye, so Mele, together with the Asroye and the Kabbalah Asroye, so it's considered like a Raya Brure that there was news. Mashain came, Lesser Alvaro, there's no Asroye, they just saw Smokim Zebose. So that's not a Raya Brure that there was news. Maybe there was just Kiro, but not Newsman. Alright, but then also the Shane Machiri can be our way. So this is also. So he says, Eimer Abitam, the Tetsin Arecha, we miss the Cholasubi Ayre, we meet. They were in a teaching about the initial second of Bible. That was the king of Spirit, which you would have not. They did not be bow, have a call, it was a Missouri, Yoma Bisharab, who called it was a Missouri with Hashino. The rape of Milo be Gaga Kilo, no you ought if me call it to repos it. Now here Rebbe says that if just they saw rape of Milo Nakilo, that means even without the call, just this circumstantial evidence of rape of Milo Nakilo. So it states there. So how could Reikle Milo and Akilo be more of circumstantial evidence than Koled Liposik? After all, Koled Liposik means people talk. All right, there is no, I'm going to say this, that people, that any two individuals who are kosher ladies should say this song. They just talk hearsay, just hearsay gossip. But even what they call it liposik, they call it liposik, so he certainly as much of circumstantial evidence as Rekli Milo Nakilo. So the Rekli Milo, the Gad Akilo, we only call it liposik, there'll be some Choma, there'll have a Maskino, and if you would call it liposik, we can't have Raisi. But we don't pass like Rebbe. So I mean, the space is Lishitosei, that the Gimore only says, how we call it liposik, that's now Psa. But Rebbe Gufe, even we call it liposik. So it states it. So, there'll be some Choma, there'll have a Maskino, if we call it liposik, we can't have Raisi. Elevada, I take it in a Rechel. In Nosso, the Rechel Meiler began at Kilo have a call and the common issue in the Rechel. So in other words, that's from the Tam's first sheet, first one. That even according to Rebbe, so it's only takes a in a Rechel, Nanita, not in a Bar. V'chein ir al Rit, v'mitecha aloche mashma, v'mitzin al dikeo, mibailo, dikoma, u'besin behedim u'limach. Here the Gemara says that since the Mishnah uses the lotion Beitiyo and Itziuyo, so that means they were Iznus because Bezdin is not Meitzi except with Iznus. Chimir in Teraloch and Mashma the Mitzion al Dikol the Bible. Become al Bezdin Beidu the Mask. Mashma the Dover Poshetu, the Mibal the Maskin and the Beidu. Avogav, the Minita, Kotone the Price. The mask be called Abdi Tony with the Ruo, Hoder of Nachman, the Somur, the Tiatna, the Mashma of the Bayo, Afil Hoche, the Bayo, and Afil of the call, Pain Bonnie Norish. That's from the Tamshi. The Hodi, it's clear of the Ham. So, and that's the sheet, even though Rabbi Tam, later on was crazy, but that's the sheet of Moses Shane, and that's the way we pass. Rambam, Machabe Agramo. That's the way we pass. That Mibal, we're not Meitzi without the Israel. We heard the Israel of the Hanu Ulf that he says in Zorin. We have a time, the Yitze Shaye, the Yitze Dove, the Sure, the Yitze Dove, the Sure, Yerkutsa, the Mirkas. The Yitze Dove, the Sure, Nechal, the Lechal. You more mentioned there at the end of the Zorin, certain cases of when the husband came into the house, into his own house, and then he didn't see anyone. And then he tried to eat something. So then as he tried to eat, to drink from something, so someone came out from his hideout, from the closet, and warned him not to drink it, not to eat it, because it has venom, because the nohosh partook of it. So now, of course, he wasn't a nice person, the one who was hiding. So the question was whether she's mutaref b'baylo or not mutaref b'baylo. So the Gemara says, kinoafu v'yodom dam. So that means that if he had been really the parent Moore who was Mizana with her, so then he wouldn't try to save the life of the husband. Because if a person is so corrupt that he is Mizana, so not that he may, if he, so the Bishalevi explains it, it doesn't mean that he may if he's Choshevash Shechazomim. There is no such aloha that he may if he's Choshevash Shechazomim. But here it wasn't just restraint from killing someone. After all, the husband tried to drink or to eat something that had poison. So it wasn't done by the one who was hiding. So, but it was an Indian of Atzole from death. So that's also Shechazomim. So in the is Choshud on this kind of Shechazomim. This is how the Bishalevi explains it. So the Neif is Choshud on this kind of Shechazomim. Of letting somebody else down. So if he had been guilty, he wouldn't have saved. So we see, now there were no, so why did the Gemara? So the Gemara says that the reason as to why she was mitaref b'baylo, the reason as to why she was mitaref b'baylo is because Kinoaf will be done together. And since he tried, this Nechshe, tried to save the life of the husband, so it's a raya that she wasn't his aunt. But if we didn't have that evidence, so then she would be Azul by law. So Bishleim, if we say not like Rabbi Tam, that Kiyo Bialme, she's also Azul by law, then you understand? Because here, he found him hiding, so that is certainly circumstantial evidence. So if not for this fact, that he tried to save the life of the husband, so he should be a 12-mile. But according to Rabbi Tam and the Reed, so why did Gemara have to resort to this Raya without that? Even so without that Raya, so she still would tell us, because there were no ladies nude. Vini said, so near the Reed, the Hossom be Meres Neyan, Kimas Nisli Hossom, the Alokoi, Vafil Hoche Shalye Mehanetai, Avo be Meres Teran, Shalye Belava Netai Midos. So Teisa says that there, the woman herself said, I was resigning with that man. Who was I? So Mimele, it's not for the riot, that there was no snooze. There was no snooze, so then he would have to divorce. The husband would have to divorce. Would have to divorce her because the woman herself admitted. But on account of the fact that there was a certain behavior that doesn't befit in the age, I mean, otherwise he tried to save the life of the husband, so she was Muteres Lebailo in spite of the fact that she set me out. She set me out. So we were with Meya, and my Shalye, Kim she Meres Meyo, Shalye Lashach Tichad Yisur. So the question is, Monek Shech, if that Gemara has reference, so in that case, so the woman herself said that she was Mizane, so Shalye Lashach Tichad Yisur. So even with that the Choche, so she should be Asura, because that the Aloche Ligabi Shalye Lashach Tichad Yisur. That if someone says, in regard to himself, that he's Asur, so even in the face of anything who contradicts it, so vis-a-vis himself or herself, the one who testifies, just like he does Baldin, Kinein, Dome, in the morning. So here in Isuri, so there's Aloche of Shavya Nashech Tichad Isuri, so we accept the testimony of the Baldovar himself, even in face of the contradiction by Eidi. So Alachatkamo Vichamo, that we should deliver in face of that she was not in aid because he tried, he cared for the life of the husband. So we pray on my shari kim she meres meyo she agisho na she terviso, eh? The refi she roo chachomim she iskalko vo anoshim written in aid v'acher v'chei vo imris kim shakreish l'kach v'yo latir. Now that has to do with the gemore in Idor. The last question in Idor. But Teisa says, k'ay, v'y meres meyo ni, k'as tishni os na lokoi. So there the Mishnah Achreine says, in the going, but in Meres Meyani is in the name. So the Mishnah Rishene said that if a woman says Meyani, so she's in the name. And she states it. But the Mishnah Achene said that in the name. So that's the last Mishnah in the going. That's how they come today. In New York, so I was very friendly with the doctor, Foyle Goldo, Lashon. He was a real tzaddik, I mean, he was a psychiatrist. But it happens to every psychiatrist. So he used to call me up every other week almost. Shiloh, a certain woman, a patient of his, Dr. Gold. So she told him that she had an affair with this man, that man, and so on. And the question was, is he obligated to tell the husband? Most of the time, if not 100%, so 99% of the cases, so the husband, I mean the woman and the husband, were not observant. But if he had told the husband, I mean that his wife had confessed to him, so then the husband certainly would have divorced her, not because of the deen, because he just would have divorced her. So the question was, does he have to tell the husband or he doesn't have to tell the husband? And that was a very difficult child, because it's not easy to pass, you know, the child. So because of those childs, so I was very much involved in that Indian. And I passed him that he doesn't have to tell her, because of this aloch of the Mishnah Achei. He doesn't have to tell her. So Bereshein the Mishnah Don says, Bereshein Oyo Emrim, Sholish Noshim Yeteis, B'nei Pris Ksuv, Hoi Meres Meyoanil, עד מי נוח, שמיים בינו לבינוך, ונטור נעיהוד. חוזר לימה שלוי, תהי איש או ניסנס עם אהו באחר עם קלקלס אופן. So he never said, no, I'm not, Toby Rayo is there. Now the other anonymous, do not concern us now, this one. So one of the three things where there was a difference between the Mishnah Rishena and the Mishnah Achene was in regard to the case where a woman says, no, I'm not. So the Mishnah Rishena says, Yeitzeis v'neitlis ksuvo. Now the question is, why is neitlis ksuvo? So she's certainly very saldas, more than them. So she is not entitled to ksuvo. So this halacha of neitlis ksuvo, this halacha of neitlis ksuvo, so has to be applied to a tenacious care. And where she said, may I not be anus, the nasa. Because if tenacious is royal, so monashach, if she said, the nasty, so why is it? So she would tell us, tenacious is royal. And if it is behotzen, so monashach, if we believe her, the Mishnah Rishena said that we do believe her. So if we do believe her, some melee, so she's not entitled to Ksuve, so she's a very soldat. Some melee, since the Mishnah says the neighbor is Ksuve, so the Mishnah must have reference to an Asian scared who said Mayani, and Mayani Beines. Some melee and a very soldat, she's not, but she's Asuro Albaylakayan. Some melee, the Mishnah Rishena said, yeah, it is a neighbor is Ksuve. It's an Ibsen. Then the Mishnah Chene said, Chosroleimah Sholeitehei Shonisanesineo Ba'achiyam Umkalkeles Albayim. Now, so the Mishnah, so of course Aloha is like the Mishnah Chene, but the question is, the Mishnah Chene have reference to Nishas Kayan, and where she said, Me'ani Be'ine. How about, the Mishnah could not have reference to Nishas Yisrael, where she says, Me'ani Be'otz. Because then, it's not shy of the same English Ksuvah. But as far as the other halacha is concerned, of Tomi Rayel Idvarel, does it apply to an Ishis Yisroel, Sherimeres Pniyan Roborotzen also or not? So according to all the Shemim, except the Shita of Rabbi Lezer Mimitz, so as far as the Nemenes and the Mishnah Rishino and the Eva Nemenes of the Mishnah Achim is concerned, so it doesn't make a difference whether it's an Ishis Kayan who says Pniyan Idvarel, and or an Ishis Yisroel who says Mila Nidorotz. Because as far as that is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference. Only thing is, by Ishis Kayan, so even Beine, she's Asura if she's Mizane. By Ishis Yisroel, only if she's Mizane Dorotz. But whether she's Nemenes or not Nemenes, doesn't make any difference. Except according to one Shita, one Rishi, Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. Which is a strange Shita, I mean, but that's a Shita Syochi. But according to all the other Rishenim, so the same halacha that the Mishnah says, Hoimeres, that the Mishnah Achene says, Hoimeres Pleira Niloch, Tovirayo Yidvareo, he doesn't have to divorce her, if Aiden don't come, so that is true, even more religious Israel, who says, Pleira Niloch, why is she not Nemenes? Because, Shemo Yineo Yosnobach, she wants to get rid of her husband, so because of that she said, so Nemenes she has no Nemenes. Now, all the Rishenim has the Kashi, was the kasha. How could the Mishnah Achene say that Tomi Rayo is Vareo and the husband doesn't have to divorce her? Whether it's an Ishes Kayan that says that she was Mizane Beines, or an Ishes Yisroel that says she was Mizane Berotzi. But Shabi Anav Shechtich Adi Yisure. True, it's Idom Hashem Be'arvo. But vis-a-vis herself, so we have to apply the aloche of Shabi Anav Shechtich Adi Yisure. Shabi Anav Shechtich Adi Yisure. So why does the Mishnah Achene say? So the Ram says as follows, the Ram. Vike le meidak, amaslis, kiven di medine di omrot meyane loch vitzera abaylo, ki Mishnah Rishene, mishum, shaloi tehei nisene sineo beache yereiche teruo, vichy yisa shebo leheichan hola. Yesh metishtirei, yafal gav di medine asire, Shorolo Rabbonon umvat lebuse de reise mishum migda milse. Vikum asei, diket a godu got rubo, shalo itite nimeo beacher, laafkia atzma biad bailo, vo shuz biad laski. Very strange. In other words, inach naame mide reise she is nemeres, even according to the Mishnah Achen, but that was takonis chachomi. But how can the chachomi be misakei likule? So he says, because of that's a migda milse, in order that a woman should not be in a position to be made to herself, mitachas bailo. So the Chachomim were aiken. Umivat, umivat le milse de reise, mishim migda milse. Bikum vase, tiket a godel godrobo. Shall we teach any never bacher? Latkia atzma miad bailo, go shoes the other masses came. Kida amrino mi yvomes, migda milse shan. But the Gemara says, migda milse shan, mitir hasho. Like in the old Bar Carmel, so he was aiken the iser of coaching the hoods. But here it's the day rate. Vichalze, so there are less discussion. Vichalze, she invests massing like a double material, he means the day rate of Vishav Altaise. In Nami become Vasil of Asho Bilvad, Giulio Bar Carmel, Abu Iberis Lori. So what's the chatting that she did? Because there is a Shikas Rashani. Where there is a Tam Hogun. So then, Yeshkia Biat Chachomim to be aiki a double material, even the Kumbasil. Taisa says that in regard to Idechon, Bailo. So it's apparently that chite agree according to that chite sapesa. That the mokim she is tam hogun. So here is here the chachomim like a dollar nater. So here there is also tam hogun. Alright, but then the Ram says something else. Ubidi wo ikashe. Di chehiche di amrima bechame duchti. Di chondim kabe ish adayte de rabono mikadeish. Vi atkinon rabono mikdushim inay. Hochename hochit. Kol shomro li bailo tmei ani. Atkinon rabono mikdushim inikot. Vinitzo, Shebisho, Shenenzo, Pnuois. Pnuois. Umshimhoche, Shari, Libayo. Vichelis Name, Bitrumo. Did Amrina be more? Well, if she says so, he gives a very strange terrace. In other words, so according to the Ram, it's based upon Afkin Rabon with Dushmane. So, in other words, so in such a case, where she says, Leani, so, Mishnachin, Misake, to be Mashkia, be Dush. אלא שתרוצן היסטורך ואימא אל דכי אמרים הנוח דווקא בימרס מי אני לוח שננסתי ומקוש אני באות אבל בימרס מי אני לוח שננסתי ונוסי מולימם זה so even we דווקא איזה דוש but she was מזנה ונוסי מולימם זה so then she is אסורה on the Bible king in the terrors of the Bible they may be mashma it's not mashma it's mashma that under all circumstances so צריך לו וראי ודבריהו and she's Mutteres Lebayim. Aber hier mach, wachirn dir zu, die Mischne Rishene Loidine Koton. Die Lidine Wadai no Yishon em Menes Leima ad Meir Ani Iloch lafki Atzma Mibayu, Shini Mishu Beresle. Elo Mishum di Hom Nilse dit Meir Ani Iloch Ksifelo, et Kino bi Mischne Rishene Lo Aminuo. Di Lav di Kushte Ko Amre Elo Hav Mizalvo E Nafshe Le Meimachoche. O Michlichot Verabonam Basroye, די יקל מייחס לשמות היי מסנס אין באחי רוי פנינו אדי so that's the Ram's final term and apparently this is the shite of many of the shite because the other shite is I mean could certainly not accord with the shite of most of the shite because most of the shite do not agree with that shite that they shvi av yachachom vachadom nahir elu deir elu sikum vasei vivokin tamo but they said it but most of the shite vachil but this could be accepted by all Rishen. So he says that even according to the Mishnah Rishen, she was not Asura on the Raisa to that. Why? But, why? Because there is Aloche in Dovah Shebel of Pochet Mishnah. So, we got this news that's in Dovah Shebel. So, in Mele, it requires it. But there is Aloche of Shavya Nafshich Tichad in Surah. So even in Dovah Shebel, we apply with the Raisa to Aloche of Shavya Surah. So the answer is, since she is Mishnah Rishen, so Mimele, the Aloche of Shavi Nafshech Tichad in Yisure doesn't apply. Shavi Nafshech Tichad in Yisure is like, he does Baldin. I mentioned it in the Derech Moshe. So in other words, a Baldovo has mnemones to be Mechayim himself, if he is a Baldovo. So the Gemore Yisure says that where it's Chav Lachime, then we don't apply the principle of he does Baldin Kimei Yisure. So here, I mentioned it only in the Derech Moshe, not that it's money the same. So here too, since she benefits the Bible, so we don't apply the aloche of Shavya Nafshech Tichad Yisure. So Mimele has no mnemonis with the Raisa. It's a Dovah Shebeerobo. And Shavya Nafshech Tichad Yisure is not Shaya because she's benefits the Bible. So why did the Mishnah Rishena say that the Baal has to divorce her? So that's with Rabbonim. So the Mishnah Rishena is in Rabbonim. And then the Mishnah Achene, so the Mishnah Achene took notice of the fact that many women take advantage of that, So the main way they were mivatil that takonet rabbi. So he took me other right. This is that. Now let's see what. Now what Teisa says, in Dor. Teisa has mentioned the Shita of Rav Amitz, that the Rei. Oh. Chos Rulei Marina Le Melez, Yichai Shinon Shem Onos Noi Neo Bach, Vin Teim Atmeo Ani Loch, Amai Le Mehemne, Hosh Abis Yenav Shech Tich Adi Yisrael, Kidroma Bichdush Ndel Reine, Kidashtav Ibuim Alo Kidash Tich, Hu Muta Bichredeseo, Vi Asura Bichrevo, because of Shabbat Nashir Yisrael, so we see that Allah Chatan Nashir Yisrael applies even to Yidom Shabbat. V'tir et Zahav Reb Elezer, the Rimotzinu Zeyno Shiyo Asuro Linosi Likeyen, Divada Hayu Muzer Oleo, Avol Hiyo In Muzer Esolo, Hilkach Gam Midvoreo In Asuro. So according to Reb Elezer Mimit, the whole Allah of the Mishnah Chayne applies only to Nishir Yisrael, and who says, Meyo Ani Be'enes. So what do you say on the basis of Zeyno? So he says, Rav Elezer Mimit says, so since the Yisrael is an Yisrael of Zeyne, so only he is Muzer, the Kehen is Muzer, but she is not Muzeres. And since Ligabi the Kehen, so it's Yidom HaShem Be'avo, she is not Nemon, and so he cannot apply the Aloch of Shem of Shem Yisrael, because it's not Negei her, it's not Negei her. Because Abir Yish Motoreis, Kol Eichet Yiyu Muzeres. So the Gemara says in Yivon is that Fidalet, Ligabi Yisrael Kune, Kol Eichad Yiyu Muzer, Yiyu Muzer. So that goes, but that can be answered, that Kashi. Because the Rav Elezer Mimit doesn't mean that the Yishe is not Muzeres on the Yisrael Kune. This is the Gemara. In Yivon is that Fidalet, Kol Eichad Yiyu Muzer, Yiyu Name Muzeres. But Rav Elezer Mimit Shita is that while she is also Muzeres in Yisrael Kune, but her Yisrael, of Yisrael Kune stems from his Yisrael. So, but if he is not Osir, for whatever reason, even if the reason is because there is no Eidus, so wherever he is not Osir, so she is not Muzeres either. So in this case, since we got him, it's not shy to say she has not Yisrael. So we got him, relative to him, we have to apply the Aloche of Yidom HaShem Be'avo, Poches Mishnayim, so he is not Osir, so in Mele, she is not Osir either. But then Teisa says another question, because the Gemara mentions that not only Ligabe being Muteres Levi Lokeyen, the Gemara says that she is allowed to eat in Truma too. So that does not depend. Now the question is, since according to Rabbi Mitz, that Aloch of Shav Nafshi Terisura does apply, but the reason as to why she is Muteres Levi Lokeyen is because she is not Muzea, unless he becomes Muzea, but that's Ligabe Muteres Levi Lokeyen, but why should she be allowed? If it is true that she was Mizaneh, so she is Zaneh, so she is Nisroh Melechel Betromeh. Nisroh Melechel Betromeh. So we should apply the Aloche of Shavu Nafshech Tichad Yisroh. She should not be allowed to eat in Tromeh. How is it that the Gemara says that she is a Cheles in Tromeh? So that's the Kashi. Very strong Kashi. That's what it is. Oh, very Kashi, the Oma of the Gemara. The Cheles in Tromeh, she will tell us on the Neo. Vamai, vo Shavu in Tromeh, Shavu Nafshech Tichad Yisroh. Vinirali, the Chimli Yishlochosh. Shem Onos Noineo, Vahachir. Yishkiya Betrachomim, Vahach Advarer. Nicole, Bismore and Delicate, so that's the tenets that they're all mentioned. Who Miu Nire, Miu Nire, the Avri Mishne Achene, Imimeres, Ishot Neyaniloch, Veimer Abal Shema Mimeno Oda Asur, Tiyu Shavu Nafshech Tichad Yisur. But if the Baal has an Umdene, that she's telling the truth and he believes her, so then, it's Shavu Nafshech Tichad Yisur, and we got the Baal. Vafu Tarzeir, Alright. So now when Teisa she is here that from the bow she's only Yates if there is a disnus. But Bichio Baume without having all the circumstantial evidence, so then she's not a solar by. So the question is with modern Dorin resorts to the special umdene because Noah will be dumb beyond her. Otherwise, she would be assumed to know there were no Yiddish news. So Teisa says, Nirali, the Hosom be Meres Meilani, Kimasnis in the Hosom, the Alokoi. Kimasnis in the Hosom, the Mishnah Achene says, that the Mishnah Achrona says that she's the menace. So that she's not the menace. And the Alokoi. Vafim hoche shal yeman atan. So the question is, so why Monefshech? So it's according to the Mishnah Achrona. Because according to Mishnah Achrona, so she was the menace if we merest meyani. So then we don't even have to resort to the Israel. So he means according to Mishnah Achrona, because we pass by Mishnah Achrona. So, and the Mishnah Achrona says, Tovi Rayali Dvorel. Tovi Rayali Dvorel. And otherwise she's not Asur. So why do we have to resort? So again the Kasha is a Hatrikushili Duchte. So why does Gemara have to resort to that Tundere? Of Noafu Vidam Biodo, even without that Tundere, that the Choche of Noafu Vidam Biodo, with that old incident that he tried to save the husband's life. So she'd also be with Teres because we passed like the Mishnah Achrona. So even though she says, Meyani. So the Pshati, so in other words, the Stasis apparently agrees with the Pshite of the Ran. What does the Ran say? The Ran says that the Aloche of Shavi Anafshech Bichad Yisure does not apply to Imeres Meyani because she is Mishubedes. She is Mishubedes to the husband. But, so even according to Mishnah Rishene, she was Miteres Meyraise to him. But according to Mishnah Rishene, so with Rabbonon, she was Asur. With Rabbonon Asur. Because of that Ksas Raya, that she herself confessed. That's why the Chachomim of Misakin, the Mishnah Rishene, that she is the man. But then the Mishnah Achrona, so they said, Kino Yishet, Tehei Neisno, Ineo Gach. So what does it mean? So that means that the fact that she says is no Yechoche. The fact that she says. It's no Yechoche. Because the reason you could not consider it as circumstantial evidence as a Yechoche. Because the reason as to why she says so is because she wants to get rid of the husband. So it's no Yechoche. Masha'inkin, in this case, where the husband found this man hiding, so then, even according to the Mishnah Achrona, it should be Ksasi Choche. So even according to Mishnah Achrona, with Rabbonon, she should be Asur. Just as she is Asur, according to Mishnah Rishene. So even according to Mishnah Rishene, with Raisa, she is not Asur. Because in Dovah Shebe'alo, Pach Mishnai. And as far as Shavela, Shetir, Yisure, so we don't apply the Allah, because she is Mishvedes, the Bible. So, but according to Mishnah Achrona, Mishnah Rishene, with Rabbonon, she was Asur. Why? Because her Hagodah of Meirani is the Ksas Echoche. So Meirani mid Rabbonon she is Asur. Because it's Ksas Echoche, it's a Raglan Midomo. Her own Hagodah. But then the Mishnah Achrona said no. Because of Shemo Nosno Ineo Be'acher, and the Chachomim took notice of the fact that many women took advantage of this, of the Mishnah Rishene Salochet. So in other words, because of Ineo Nosno Be'acher, so it's not even a Raglan Midomo. Masha'inkin, in this case, where the Meirani was coupled with another circumstantial evidence, the fact that there was a man who was hiding in the closet, so Meirani, even according to Mishnah Achrona, that Meirani, together with this circumstantial evidence, certainly constitutes a Raglan Midomo, and she should be Asur Mirabonon. So, but, because of the fact that he tried to save the life of the husband, So Mimele, she's Mutaris. All right. So, now let's see, what the Ran says fits the Lashon of Tesis here. So, Nira Lirid, also be Meres Meirani, she must listen also in the Alokoi, but for Loche, Shal Yeh Mahanetayme. Avo be Meres Meirani, Shal Yeh Bilav Anetayme. The also, Veil it Meir, Amai Shal Yeh Kivim, Sheh Meres Meir, Hoshavis Anah Shetich Lissures, Rufi Sheroh Chachomim, Sheh Niskaut Yelu Hanoshim, Ritei Nineyen Be'acher, V'reivo imris kei mishakreis likach nir Elohen le'atiron. So what's the pshat? It doesn't make sense. What did he say? Because niskalko anoshim nineyen be'acher, so what? So that the Raisa changes? How can we say that? So we can explain it in line with the Shittas Aram. In other words, that mid Raisa, so we don't apply the aloche of shavina shetchisura because she is mishperes l'bayot. But mid Rabbonon, so the Mishnah Rishene said that she is the menace. But according to the Mishnah Rishene, that she is Nemenes, so it's also on the basis of Shavu Nafshet Echadisur. It's also on the basis of Shavu Nafshet Echadisur. It wasn't just a Takonet. So then the Mishnah Rishene was misaking that she is Nemenes, she has all the bylaw. It was on the basis of Shavu Nafshet Echadisur. But with the Rishene, we don't apply the law of Shavu Nafshet Echadisur because it's Mishnah Rishene bylaw. But with the Rabbonon, so the Chachomim did apply the aloche of Shana Shana Suche, in spite of the fact that she didn't mishperes the Bailo. But then, when they saw that the Skalkuch HaNoshim Ritle Neyem Ba'achei, and many Amishakheis, so then, so it's